Yeah. He said that when he dies, he wants me to flip him over, pull the gravel from his eyes, tell the family he was sober. Said I couldn't lie, but I pretended I didn't know about the fact that it was planned at my home the night before. He went off the snippers, or at least that was his threat. I told him if he wanted to fly, went out up the big mountain. Distracted him for long enough that he doubted his plan of offing off himself, so he asked me for a beer instead. Shit, the control of how we escape from death. How no one can tell him whether or not he's bipolar or an alcoholic drug addict, or maybe just a man who's sad because he had a daughter who died in a crash, or something he was scared to tell his parents because they were Catholic, thought that they would judge him for the wrong that he did. Scared to tell his parents because they thought they wouldn't understand. Colorado 1992, love sick. Someone searched for meaning and a grand purpose to live. He joined the American army where they train you how to kill. Learned about their field, they mentioned that though they also be means to getting hooked on shooting methamphetamines at will. He returned with money and some bad habits he couldn't break. He fell in love and shut the past over under overwhelmed. Think to place him in a trap. When he got home, found out the one he had loved sold all the cash. So he had to wire the money that he borrowed from his mother. Take her off life support, Paul's love's daughter. He had to wire the money that he borrowed from his mother. Take her off life support, Paul's love's daughter. Oh, Paul's love's daughter, cause just the other day he began to cry and try to look the other way. Said that it must be the weather or the mental illness that he has. I listened the best that I could. He said that when he dies, he wants me to flip him over, pull the gravel from his eyes, tell the family he's in heaven. Asked him if he should the heavens really, said he wouldn't know. I asked him if he thought that his plan was a bit risky. Said he didn't care because there wasn't a chance in the world for him to remain happy for longer than 30 seconds. Said I can't imagine how it feels to feel so hopeless. How I hope that he can sense something he'll have cared for him. Paul's love's daughter, Paul's love's daughter, Paul's love's daughter, Paul's love's daughter. Cause just the other day, he pulled the gravel from his eyes, told the family he's okay.